بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين.
Surah Kuwirat or Surah At-Takwir, and this is a Makki surah, and as we've mentioned before, the understanding about Makki surahs is that they talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a view and a purpose of getting rid of the shirk that was prevalent in society at that time. So in this surah, the actual mention is more in regards to the events that will happen on the Day of Judgment. So it's a very beautiful surah. The rhyming, the meaning of it and everything, it's very, very beautiful indeed. And once we understand the meaning, we'll appreciate that much more, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, He starts off by talking about the Day of Judgment. It says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ When the sun, it will be folded. The word takwir, it means to fold something. And a person, when he folds a turban around his head, this is the same meaning, the same word is used for that. Or when you fold a piece of cloth, the same word is used for that. So when the sun is folded, and another meaning of it is when the sun is extinguished. So to put together the two meanings, the scholars say that when the sun will be destroyed, first and foremost, it will be folded up, and when it's folded up, the sun will get extinguished by that folding. So both of the meanings of kuwirat are found when you put those two understandings together. So when the sun will be folded or extinguished, وَإِذَنْ نُجُومٌ كَدَرَتْ And when the stars, they will be thrown here and there. In kadara means to be just separated or moved from their place. Or when you like throw like pearls on the ground or any small marbles or something and you throw them and they roll about everywhere, this is inkidar. So when the stars, they will be spread out everywhere and they will go out of their order. And just pay attention to what is going on here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is building up a momentum. And in that momentum, the suspense is building up. The suspense builds up. Each and every verse, for the first at least 13 ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when, and when, and when, and when. So the person who's listening, he is thinking, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to say? What will be the result of this? What will be the end product of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? And when this happens, and when this happens, when this happens. Usually when you have when, you know, when you come to me, I will give you something. Okay, there's always something will happen. Okay, it's like a conditional thing. When you come to me, I will treat you well. When you come to me, I will give you a piece of candy. When you like you say to a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying across 13 ayahs, and when, and when, and when, and when, and when. But the answer, the end product is not there. And that comes in the 14th ayah. Okay? So the momentum builds up and the suspense builds up, and a person is wondering, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to say? So the first ayah was, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun is folded up or extinguished, and when the stars are scattered, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains are made to move. The word sair means to walk, or to walk at night or travel by night, but the mountains are going to be made to move, meaning they will also be destroyed and they will be moved from their places. And again, we've heard verses, various verses in the Quran, where sometimes it's describing them as cotton wool, sometimes it's describing them as being shaken up, and so on. So that are, those are various stages of what will happen on the Day of Judgment. So here it means, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, when the mountains are made to move to a degree that ultimately they will be destroyed and flattened. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. Now this is, again, this verse actually will reflect upon us the depth of the Arabic language. The word عِشَار means the camel, the she-camel that is 10 months pregnant. So it's one small word, but it means, it has a very deep meaning. Ishar, a she-camel that is 10 months pregnant. Okay, so when the she-camel that is 10 months pregnant will be left to wander. Okay, nobody will care about it. What does that mean? That this she-camel that is 10 months pregnant, this she-camel is about to give birth. Okay, to a farmer who owns such a camel, this thing is very valuable indeed. Why? Because one camel is about to become two camels. Okay, and on top of that, if it's the first time that the she-camel is giving birth, then the she-camel will also provide milk. So now that value of that she-camel becomes very, very clear. That thing is multiplying, and to a person who knows about camels, this is a very valuable thing indeed. But the horror of the Day of Judgment will be such that this very, very valuable commodity, it will be left to wander around and nobody is going to bother about it. Nobody is going to know, nobody is going to think twice about taking that camel and keeping it. So it will be just left to wander. So when the 10 months old pregnant she camel will be left to wander. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and when the animals are gathered together, when the wild animals are gathered together. One meaning of this is that, again, all of the wild animals, generally, you know, the animals that are eaten, consumed by, say for example, lions, they would run when they see a lion, because they know that that lion is going to jump on them and attack them. But again, even the animals are going to be in so much suspense and wondering what is going on, that all of these wild animals, they're not going to think about eating each other and attacking each other. They are also going to be in a state of suspense, and they are also going to be gathered in one place, and nobody is going to even think about attacking each other. There are other meanings of this. According to some scholars, it means, hushirat means, it's not gathered, but they will be given death. So all of the animals will be put to death, and you know, then the resurrection will be of the human beings. And there are other meanings, but most of the scholars, they explain the meanings as I've just explained it. That the wild animals, they'll be gathered together, and they won't even be afraid of each other because of the suspense of the Day of Judgment. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and when the oceans, their waves are going to be coming high. Okay, so سُجِّرَتْ also, it has many meanings, Some scholars say that it means that the waves will, the oceans will dry up. So when the oceans will dry up, or it can mean that the because the earthquake and everything is going on, there will be tidal waves. The waves are going to be going everywhere. Okay, so when the waves, they are going to come up. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the souls are going to be put together. Again, this has many meanings too. One meaning is that on the Day of Judgment, when people are gathered together, the people who are evil, their souls are going to be gathered with the people who are evil. Those people who are good, they're going to be gathered with the people who are good. Those people that were up to the level of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they're going to be gathered with them. So basically, a person will be resurrected with the people that he used to imitate and he used to follow. So if we want to be with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then we have to imitate him and we have to follow in his footsteps. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Whoever tries to imitate a people, then he'll be from amongst them, meaning on the Day of Judgment. A Sahabi asked the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, Ya Rasulullah, we love you so much, but on the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter, you're going to be at a high level away from us and we're not going to be able to see you. So the Prophet ﷺ said, الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ, that a person will be with whom he loves. And the sign of love is that we follow in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ and we try to emulate him. Another meaning of وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the souls are put together, that means that the souls, when the souls are going to be put back into the bodies and the bodies are going to come back to life again. Okay, so وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ also means that. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, and when the مَوْؤُودَة is going to be asked. مَوْؤُودَة means that infant girl that was buried alive. She is going to be asked for what sin she was killed. So again, we have probably heard this from childhood, that in the days of Jahiliyyah, the people used to hate when they used to have female children, to a degree that sometimes they just used to bury them alive. They didn't want them, so they used to bury them alive and they didn't think anything of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that in Surah An-Nahl, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُهُ فِي التُرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. That when the person is given the glad tidings of a girl in his family, that a girl is born, he hides from the people because of the bad news that he's given. Should he keep this girl despite the disgrace attached to it, or should he put the fetus, put this child and bury it alive? This was the thought process that they used to have. Okay, it's a disgrace, but we'll keep the girl anyway. Or they used to bury the girl alive. So here Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, when this girl that was buried alive, she will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for what sin she was killed. So the question is, why is she being asked? Why not the person who killed her? So the scholars say that it is to embarrass the person. To embarrass the person that you took an innocent child who didn't know what was going on, who was completely innocent and oblivious to the fact that she's even a girl and there's any disgrace associated with her, and you buried her alive. So the girl will be asked to embarrass the person that you killed this innocent child and she didn't commit any sin at all. So this will be an embarrassment for the person who did that act. When the girl is asked, what sin did you commit that your father or your brother buried you alive? So again, وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, when the girl that is buried alive, she will be questioned for what sin she was killed. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the suhuf are spread out, meaning the books of deeds are spread out for everybody to see. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Bani Israel, read your own book. Today you account for yourself and that's enough for you. So, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, the book of deeds will be spread out. Good and bad, they'll be spread out for everybody to see, and a person will be able to see each and every deed that he committed. And when the books are spread out, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, and when the skies are opened up, وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ, and when the hellfire is set ablaze. Su'irat means that, you know, when you have a fire, people who have barbecued on a charcoal fire, they know that when the fire is kind of dying down, what do? You move it around a little bit and you move the coals, or you blow upon it and then it erupts again. This is su'irat, that the hellfire is set ablaze and heated up a little bit more. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ, and when the Jannah, when the paradise is brought closer so that everybody can see. The people who are good, they will long to enter this paradise, and the people who are bad, they will see the blessings and the ni'am which are associated with paradise, and they will be upset that we wish that we could be going this way. So the Jannah will be brought closer. So now, after saying all of these verses, and when, and when, and when, and when, finally, in the 14th ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. When all of these things occur, then each and every soul, this is what the verse means, ayah number 14, each and every soul will know what he sent forward. What he sent forward, meaning the deeds that he or she sent forward, every single person will know what he did in this worldly life. So did he prepare or not? Did he send enough good deeds forward or not? Did he earn the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ, each and every soul will know what he sent forward. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the subject, and the subject is now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath. He takes an oath by a few things, and he then talks about the revelation of the Quran. Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ, I swear by Al-Khunnas, Al-Jawari Al-Khunnas, and I swear by Al-Jawari Al-Khunnas. Okay, what is that? Firstly, لَا أُقْسِمُ, this لَا, whenever you have a لَا at the beginning of a qasam, it is not a la negative, but it is a la za'idah, or it's a la for emphasis. Okay, so it's not I don't swear, but it is indeed I swear. I swear by what? I swear by al-khunnas. Al-khunnas means the stars, al-jawari al-khunnas, those stars that are that appear at night, but in the daytime they disappear. Okay, we don't see them in the daytime, but we see them at night. So al-khunnas literally means, min waswasil khannas, that means a whisperer. Okay, but what it means that it appears and then it disappears again. Okay, when somebody whispers something, he appears and then disappears again. Okay, and al-jawar means the stars that are wandering around. So the stars, they are never in one position, they wander around all the time. And al-kunnas means, it means the ones that they hide. So this, during the daytime they hide, and during the night, obviously, they appear once more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by these stars. He says, I swear by these stars that appear at night and disappear during the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, and I swear by the night when it overcomes or overpowers. And as also means, there's another meaning, completely different meaning, that when the night is about to disappear and go away and the day appears. So as can also mean the falling of the night and the night coming over everything and darkness descending over everything, or it can also mean the going away of the darkness and the last part of the night. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and I swear by the morning when it breathes. What does it mean, breathes? When it appears. So every morning is like a breath of fresh air. It's like a new day. Everything from darkness, you know, everything appears again. Here we have a lot of light pollution, this concept of lights, too many lights everywhere. Environmentalists, they call it light pollution. But to appreciate the coming of the light after darkness, you have to go to those villages and those places where there's no light pollution, where there's no artificial lights, there's no electricity. When it's pitch dark and pitch black, when the morning appears, then you have more of an appreciation for that light. So, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, I swear by the morning when it breathes again, when it becomes alive again, when it appears again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a few qasams, He swore, He took a few oaths. And what is the jawabul qasam? So when you say, I swear by Allah, that's a qasam. And jawabul qasam is, I didn't do that, or I did do that. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a few oaths, that was the qasam. Now the jawabul qasam is, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this Qur'an, it is the saying of a very honorable messenger. Okay, this is talking about not our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's talking about the messenger that brought the message to the messenger, meaning Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, so this message, it was brought by Jibreel alayhi salam, who is Kareem, who is honorable. The quwwatin 'inda dil 'arshi makin. He is all powerful and with the owner of the arsh, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is makin. Makin means He has a position. He's not like the rest of the angels. He is a very special angel. He is not an ordinary angel. He is makin, meaning He has a very high and noble position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the same angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, who has that exalted position, who comes on the night of Laylatul Qadr and visits all of the people that are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Ar-Ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Ar-Ruh, the scholars say that one opinion is that it refers to the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So the quwwatin 'inda dil 'arshi makin. He is powerful and he has a position, an exalted position with the owner of the arsh, with the owner of the throne, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muta'in thamma ameen. He is muta'. He is obeyed over there. Meaning all of the angels, they obey him and they listen to him. He is in charge of a lot of angels. And Amin, he is trustworthy. There are some batil groups that claim that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the prophethood to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, instead of giving it to, according to their claim, the right person, Ali radiallahu anhu, he went and gave it to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam by mistake, and it really should have been Ali radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, he's Amin, he's trustworthy, and he cannot make that kind of a mistake. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And this person of yours, this friend of yours, this person that is amongst you, he is not crazy. Meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is saying that Angel Jibreel comes to him and this revelation is coming to him and wahi is coming to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending him messages. He is not majnoon. He is not afflicted with a jinn. He is not crazy. This friend of yours, this companion of yours, he is not crazy. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He saw him. Indeed, he saw him in the open horizon. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ saw him in his original shape, in his true shape. He saw him a couple of times in his life. One time was the first time when he saw him on the horizon and he saw him with 600 wings. And he was covering the whole horizon. This was the one time that he saw him. And another time is mentioned in Surah Al-Najm, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى. He saw him another time at the time of the Mi'raj, at the Sidratul Muntaha. Okay, so in his original shape. Otherwise, throughout his life, the Prophet ﷺ saw Angel Jibreel, but not in his complete form. Only a couple of times in his life he saw him. So, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, and indeed he saw him in the open horizon. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينِ. This ظَنِين word, it is recited in two ways. ظَنِين or ظَنِين. And in both ways, in ظَنِين, if you read it ظَنِين, it means that he's not blameworthy. He's not somebody that you can accuse of making false statements. And ظَنِين with a ضَاد means بَخِيل. He's not stingy. So, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. He is not stingy with the hidden thing, the hidden truth, the hidden messages that he's getting by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is giving you everything. He's not blameworthy, if you use the word ظَنِين. He's not blameworthy, meaning, again, he tells you everything. He doesn't hide anything from you. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And this Qur'an, it's not the saying of Shaytan al-Rajim, the Shaytan who is accursed. The Shaytan cannot influence the Prophet ﷺ when the wahi is coming down. Nobody can influence it. This Qur'an came down in a pristine form, in a clean form, and it was not influenced by anybody. Nowadays, you get the so-called Christian evangelists, they say that the Prophet ﷺ, na'udhu billah, he was afflicted by craziness, and he used to get epileptic fits, and during these epileptic fits, he used to have this, na'udhu billah, the Qur'an used to come to him, the shaitan used to whisper to him, and he used to, say the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's not the saying of the shaitan who is accursed. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning everybody and saying, where are you going? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going when you've been given the clear message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You've been given clear directions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Qur'an that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Angel Jibreel, who is Ameen and trustworthy. And it was given to the Prophet ﷺ, who is Ameen and trustworthy and truthful. And the Qur'an itself is protected from being changed and corrupted. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Why don't you implement this Qur'an in your life and put it into practice? Understand it, contemplate it, and start doing what it is telling you to do. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, this is nothing but a reminder for the worlds. What is in the Qur'an? It is a reminder for all of us that you have to prepare for the hereafter, you have to prepare for life after death. It is for all humanity, for all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. But who will benefit from it is only for those people who want to stay on the straight path. The person who doesn't want it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give it to him. If a person doesn't want guidance, he will not get guidance. A person needs to want guidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the way easy for him. So this, both ways have been shown to us, whether we want to go on the right path or the wrong path. The person who takes the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the ways for him. So لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. Whoever wants from amongst you that he would be straight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a source of guidance. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And ultimately, none of you will want or wish for anything except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds, he wishes. So the tawfiq, it will be ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First you want, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the tawfiq. Ultimately, he is the one who will guide you and he will show you the straight way. Firstly, you want, and ultimately the decision is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom he guides or whom he does not guide. But the general rule is that whoever wants and whoever takes steps for guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately guide that person. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said now.